Have you ever practiced the fine art of putting a child to bed? The negotiation, one drink, one more trip to the bathroom, one more story, the aura of complete calm so it can be like the TV show The Waltons. Good night, Mary Ellen. Good night, John Boy. Even while your eyes are rolling to the back of your head and you have fallen asleep but are still reading out loud, incomplete gibberish. Then we have the book for you. Almost, because while Adam Mansbach's book about the struggle to get kids to sleep is already number one on Amazon.com, it hasn't even been published yet. And while it features the lush illustrations of Ricardo Cortez showing adorable children tumbling with sleeping beasts, the text is not for kids. And with apologies in advance, it's probably not for every adult. It's called Go the F to Sleep.
The windows are dark in the town, child. The whales huddle down in the deep. I'll read you one very last book if you swear you'll go the f*** to sleep. The eagles who soar through the sky are at rest, and the creatures who crawl, run, and creep. I know you're not thirsty. That's f***. Stop lying. Lie the f*** down, my darling, and sleep.
Rehan Hermansi is culture editor and writer for the Bay Citizen in San Francisco. She was very early on this story. Well, actually, it only started about 2 weeks ago when a PDF or sort of picture file of the book went viral on Facebook, on emails. Rehan, how did that happen?
So this book was slated to be released in October. They hadn't actually printed the galleys as of this spring. So like a lot of publishers, Akashic Books decided to send out an electronic version of the text and with the pictures to selected booksellers. But as this book sort of began climbing the bestseller list, you know, it became clear that copies were floating around.
Well, and it just, I mean, people sent it to their friends on Facebook. I got about 20 emails. But how did it all start?
You know, he has a young daughter named Vivian, and I guess over the summer, you know, she was two at the time, she was having a lot of trouble getting to sleep. So after a long night, he posted on Facebook, "Look out for my upcoming children's book, Go the F to Sleep." And it got such a positive reaction that he actually just began writing that book.
So he did. He eventually gets a publishing house. But he's a serious author. Some of his other novels include The End of the Jews. It won the California Book Award.
Yeah, I think this was not something he could have predicted.
In just a matter of weeks, people have pre-ordered over 100,000 copies on Amazon. More than 11,000 people like the book on its Facebook page. And we understand the Fox 2000 company has already bought the book's film rights?
Yeah. This is an incredible success by any measure, all the more remarkable because it's circulated as an email. A lot of times books build buzz by having galleys circulate among critics and journalists, you know, and in this case, there was no galley. There was just an email.
Right. Well, how is the publisher responding to this now? Because the good news is they've got these huge orders for this book, but the bad news is the book is sort of out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a complicated thing for a publisher to deal with, you know? I mean, I think on one hand, in the age of e-books, piracy and intellectual property is a huge concern. On the other hand, this is a problem any publisher would want to have, you know? And Akashic Books is a small, independent operation. I think that they're thrilled. But I do think that they have also done what they can to get people to take down posted images because they are under copyright.
Right. And now, as we said, thousands of people are flocking to the book's Facebook page, posting personal responses. They laughed. They cried. others recommending future sequels. How about a book for teenagers, Get the F Out of Bed? And again, you know, we apologize. There's some people who are even offended by the letter, and we know that. And also, when you read it, as hysterically funny as it is, it also, you know, there's a little whiff of worry that, wow, someone might actually talk to kids that way. But then we thought, well, maybe this book might act as some sort of a pressure vent to make sure people don't.
Yeah, it is interesting. When you look at it, there is a dissonance between the images and the words. I think that for a frustrated parent, I can see how this would be incredibly appealing.
That's Rehan Hermansi, culture editor and writer for the Bay Citizen in San Francisco, who's been following the huge viral success of Adam Mansbach's book, Go the F to Sleep. We're going to abide by the publisher's request that we not post the whole PDF for you, but we will link you to the Facebook page. Rehan, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.